We're going to learn Daf Chof today in Yuma. We're going to start from the Mishnah, which is about six lines down from the top of the page. The Mishnah says like this: "B'chol Yom Terminus Hamizbech." Remember, we're going through the process of the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur. So this is talking about in the average day. B'chol Yom Terminus Hamizbech B'kriyas HaGever. On an average day, they would take Trumas Hadeshen, which means somebody would go up on the Mizbech and collect a scoop full of ashes off the Mizbech and put it on the eastern side of the ramp at the corner of the bottom corner of the ramp on the eastern side, and they would collect this, and that was mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, and they would do this b'kriyas hagever. So we'll see exactly what that means, but that means in the morning when the kohenim were first waking up, that's when the avodah was done. Oy samach loy ben lefanav ben la'achar, a little bit before, a little bit after, you could do it either way. However, the point here is with Yom Kippurim chatzos b'yom Kippur, they would already do the avodah from chatzos the night before. They wouldn't wait all the way to the morning. Uber galim, and when you're talking about on the regular, meaning when the shalosh were galim, when all Klal Yisrael was there and there were many people, mashmer rishonah, they would already do the Trumas Hadeshen from the beginning, the first third of the night. As we know, the night is broken up into thirds, according to the one sheet in the Gemara and Brachos, and they would already do the Trumas Hadeshen because the ashes piled up so high from the first third of the night. And it was already time for the calling in the morning. That there were so many Yidden from Klal Yisrael that were already in the Azara, ready to bring the Karbonis for the day. That just goes to show you how many people were there and how many Karbonis there were. So the Trumas Hadeshen really piled up, so they already took Trumas Hadeshen from before. Now, of course, there was much more to cleaning up the Mizbeach than that, but the point is, once you took the Trumas Hadeshen, then you were able to clean off the rest of the Mizbeach, so it had to be done early. Now, so let's talk about the timing over here. Tanan Hasam, we learned over there. So let's say you had, what happens is you have meat on the fire, on the Mizbeach, and sometimes, you know, the heat makes it pop, and it pops off the flame. The question is whether you have to put it back onto the Mizbeach. If this happened, if it popped off the fire before Chatzos Yachzer, you have to put it back on the fire, and therefore, since they still have use in a kachim dika use, so there's still a din of Me'ilo. Meaning you're not allowed to have hanah from it, you're not allowed to take from it. But if it popped off the fire after chatzos, lo yachzer, you don't have an obligation to put it back on the fire. And since it's already considered as if it's done, it's avodah. That's talking about, of course, if it was slightly burnt. So there, yeah, there's no din of me'ilah. It already did its avodah, and you don't have to put it back on the mizbeach. And there's no mila. Fine. We know how to mila. How do we know that it has to do with chatzos before and after chatzos? Because one pasuk says the karbonis should burn through the whole night. Because of echad oimer, and another pasuk says kol halayla v'heirim, that you should be able to do the trumas hadeshen the whole night. So is either burning the whole night or is it ashes the whole night? So we split it and we say it means the whole night. Meaning the first half of the night is for the burning, and the second half of the night is already considered ashes. Again, if they're burnt. It's already considered, if it's not burnt, obviously it can't be considered ashes. But if it's already burnt, it can be considered ashes after chatzos. So it seems like at this point in the Gemara, that is based on the Gzeres HaKosev, that it's chatzos. So most of Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana asked our Mishnah, B'chol Yom Terminus HaMizbeach B'kriyas HaGever. On a normal day, they would do Trumas Hadeshen all the way in the morning. Either a little before, a little bit after. So that's fine. And Yom Kippur, they would do it at chatzos, which so far fits well. However, the next line of Rangolim Mashmei Arishayna. But on the regular Yontif, on the Shalosh Regalim, they would already do Trumas Hadeshen for the first third of the night, which is before Chatzos. The Yisak Adatim Chatzos Daraisehi. But if you hold this din, is a din Daraisa that it only starts after Chatzos? Heichem Achdim Minon veHeichem Achrinon. You can leave out the parentheses Heichem Achrinon. But the Heichem Achdim Minon. How do we do Trumas Hadeshen before Chatzos? The pasuk says that it only starts after Chatzos. So. Really, the truth of the matter is, it says you can do Trumas Hadeshen the whole night. Or rather, is really referring to the first pasuk. The fact that it says you can burn the karbanis the whole night, why does it say Adabaker, which is the next morning? Because obviously, if it's the whole night, it's until morning. So why does the pasuk then give you, say that it has to mean the morning, Tein Baker, the Bakari Shal Laila? What we're saying is there's a morning to the night. Meaning, in the night itself, it doesn't necessarily have to go to what we call morning. There's a first section of the night already tells you that it's considered burnt. Okay, so now it comes out that you can really do Trumas Hadeshen the whole night. Now this is really talking about this pasuk, according to the way Rabbi Yochanan is learning, really has nothing to do with when you do Trumas Hadeshen. This, according to Rabbi Yochanan's pshat, he's now teaching us that this pasuk is completely and entirely talking about the din of if the meat pops off the Mizbeach, whether or not you have to put it on. So since it's that pasuk is saying that you have to leave it the whole night, but then it says till the morning, and the morning could really mean anywhere middle of the night or up to the first third of the night. So that's where the halacha applies of before or after. But when it comes to Trumas Hadeshen, it could be at any time. So since it could be at any time, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he removed it from the pasuk, from the drasha of the pasuk, so hilkach. So therefore, b'chol yom tamin asam mizbeach b'kiras agever, I samach le ben milafana ben milachar. So on a regular day, you would take Trumas Hadeshen, okay, before the morning, either a little before, a little bit after. Sagi, that's enough, because by then everything was burnt and you could easily take the ashes. B'yom kippurim de'yukachol shodakayin gadol. On Yom Kippur, when you have the weakness of the Kohen Gadol, meaning you try to get as much done during the night, so that it's easier for the Kohen Gadol to do the avodah during the day of dina mechatzos. So then already we push it up to the chatzos. It's all a logic thing. The Rabbanan are deciding when it should be done. Uber regalim the nefisha Yisrael on the regal, when there's a lot of people in Klal Yisrael, nefisha karbonis, and therefore there's a lot of karbonis and a lot of ashes. After me'ashmeira rishonis. So now you say, okay, Chazal said it makes sense to do the Trumas Hadeshen already from the first third of the night. K'dektani taima, as the Mishnah itself explains the reasoning. Lo ha'isa kriyas agaver magas, before the wake up call happened, there were so many people bringing korbanos that the azar was already filled with people before the morning. So therefore, that's why Chazal felt it was appropriate to move the Trumas Hadeshen part of it to all the way the first third of the night. Now, I keep on translating it very loosely. My kriyas hagever. The Gemara wants to know what does that lashon mean? The time, the calling of the gever. It's time to wake up. So Rav Omar Kara Gavro. He says it was actually a person that used to, it was the person in charge of waking the Kohanim up, that when he called Gavro, meaning like a man, when he called to wake the Kohanim up, that's the time that they took Trumas Hadeshen. Rav Shilo Omar Kara Tarnagoylo. What he means is, no, it's talking about the calling of the rooster in the morning, that's the time that Trumas Hadeshen, which is really around the same time, it's just a question of, well, obviously it has to be a little bit more precise, but exactly what happened over here. Was it a person or was it the rooster time? So now Rav Shita is, remember, that it was a person. So Rav Ikla La'asre de Rav Shila. So Rav went to the town of Rav Shila, and nobody there knew him. And there was nobody who would interpret for Rav Shila. The way the practice used to be was the Rav used to speak, but he used to speak in Lashon HaKodesh and relatively quietly. And then they would have somebody who would, A, translate it for the people so they would understand it, and B, be much louder voice, again, so they could hear it. So Rav Shila didn't have anybody who was able to translate for him. So there was no one who could translate for Rav Shila. Come Rav Alei, the Kamefarish. And now what happened was, so Rav saw that he needed somebody, so Rav got up and he explained. Now I saw one of the Peshatim in the back, I think the Mashal brings it, that the Rav realized, even though this wasn't really his position, Rav himself was a Rav, but since he had this quality and he knew he had this attribute and he knew that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants you with, that's what you should use. So this was, so even though it wasn't the right place for him, but he knew that this was a milo that he had that he wanted to use l'shem shemayim. In any event, so he got up. Now, during the drasha, it came up that Rav Shila whispered to him the word Karas Gavro, Kriyas Hagever. So, and he became a Faris. So when he interpreted it, he said, my Kriyas Hagever, Kara Gavro. So he interpreted it to mean that it was the person making the announcement. So Rav Shila heard the translation. Amalei Rav Shila, Balema Mar Kara Tanagarlis. He says, why don't you say it means when the rooster crows? Why did you translate it as a person? Amalei, Oviv L'chori Zemer, Lagardi Loi Mikabla Mine. So he said a very stark muscle. He said, you have a flute that when you bring it in front of the aristocrats, they think it's makes perfectly good music. But then when you bring it to the shepherds out in the field, they're not mekabelit. They think that it's not good. Meaning he's saying when he was giving a muscle, it's not good enough. It's good enough for the rabbonu, but it's not good enough for you. That was, you know, the higher class people think that this is the right shot. Why? What's the right? Because when I was in front of Rav Chia, umefarishna my kriyas agaver, and I interpreted over there means kara gavra, that kriyas agaver means when a person calls for loyam relieve a loy midi, and Rav Chia didn't have a problem. But adamishly aim a kara tarnagoda, and when I say it for you, now all of a sudden you're translating it. You have a problem. You think it should mean a rooster. So Rav Shila began to realize. Amalei mar nihu, Rav. Who is this who are you? Because Rav Shila obviously didn't realize that it was Rav. He's saying, if you're the interpreter for Rav Chiya, you're obviously a very choshev person. So who are you? So once he told him that he was Rav, Neinachmar, so he said, okay, fine, it's not appropriate. If you're Rav, it's not appropriate for you to be the interpreter for me. So go down and have somebody else take your place. Amrele, Amri Inchi, Itagris Le, Putz Amre. Now, he gave him another muscle. He said, the halacha is that if you're hired for the day, if you agreed to work for somebody, and you didn't exactly agree what your job description is, but once you agreed to work for the day, whatever the person asks you to do, that's what you have to do. Even if they ask you, as the muscle over here is, to comb wool, which is considered ladies' work, but if that's what he hired you for the day, even if he gives you insulting work, that's what you have to do. So he said over here also, so he says, once I accepted the job, I'm going to finish the job. Igdamri, Hachi Amarle, or there's another version, Malam Kodesh Vulay Meridin. He gave him another nicer version, which is, okay, it's true that I don't belong here, but the problem is you can't replace me, you can't go down, you can only go up. So there's nobody here who can be moving up in the world, who can replace me in a better way, so therefore I have to finish the job because you can't go down. In any event, so it comes out that Rav holds that it means the calling of a person, and Rav Shila held that it meant the rooster's crow. So Tani Kavasa de Rav, that it means a person, Tani Kavasa de Rav Shila, and we're going to bring a Braisa also that, like Rav Shila, that it meant a rooster. Tani Kavasa de Rav. So here's the Braisa that it goes like Rav. It says, Gavine Cruz Mahu Oimer. When the people used to announce to wake up, what did they act to wake up the Kayanim? The officers in charge of waking up the Kayanim, what would they say? Amdu Kayanim la'avodoseichem. The Kayanim should wake up to do their avod. The Levim ledu chanon, and the Levim, as we know, they get up to duchun. They would praise Hashem. The Yisrael ma'amodachem, and the Yisraelim also to watch, because the halacha is a lot of people aren't aware of the fact that there weren't only Kayanim that had a rotation to come up and work in the Beis Hamikdash, but there was also a rotation for regular Klal Yisrael, also like jury duty, that they would go in there and they would watch the karbanos being brought, just like if a person was bringing their own private carbon, they would watch it. So too, the Tzibur, since the Kohanim are on behalf of the Tzibur, they were Yisraelim, they used to watch on the behalf of the Tzibur. Now, the point is that when this person made this announcement, and his voice would carry for three, I'll say miles, the parsa is more than that, but there were three, it carried a very far distance. In fact, Ma'isaba Agrifas HaMelech, there was a story with Agrifas HaMelech who was traveling, Shahaya Baba Derech, he was on the way, the Shama Koyla began with Parasois, and he heard the voice of the Kayan Gadol, of this Kayan, making the announcements from 3 miles away. Gushabola Beisai, when he got back home, he was so impressed, Shigurla Matanas, he sent him presents because he was so impressed. But the point is that even the Kayan Gadol actually sometimes was more powerful in voice than the person who made the announcement, to Amar Mar, because we learned once, Kvar Amar Ono Hashem, that when the Kohen Gadol davened on Yom Kippur and he said Ono Hashem, V'nishma Kala B'Yerichoy, and his voice was heard in Yericho, which the Gemara tells us was 10 parsois away, which is much further away. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yechon, Rabba Bar Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yechon, Yerushalayim Yericho Esed Parsoi. Oh, as the Gemara says, that it was 10 Parsoi. Ve'afa gav zahacha ikha chulsha. First of all, over here, he was weak because it was a fast. Vahacha lekha chulsha. As opposed to on a regular day, the announcer was not weak. Vahacha yamama, and here it was during the day, Vahasam Laila. And over there it was at night, and the point is, at night, as we know, sound carries much further. So, and even so, during the day, the Kohen Gadol's voice was able to carry even further. Why doesn't sound carry as well during the day? How come your voice isn't heard as loud during the day as it is at night? Because the sun is revolving around in the sky, and it's as it's breaking its way through, it's like kind of squishing its way through the sky. It's making kecheresh amenaser ba'arozim. It's like a chopper, a wood chopper chopping wood. So it makes a lot of noise, and that's what the noise counteract each other, and therefore a person's voice doesn't sound as loud. V'hai chirga diyamama. And this noise, the chirga is the trail that the sun, because the sun is going through a tube or whatever it is, the name of that dust that follows the sun is loy. The name is loy. Behind the Gomer Nebuchadnezzar, as Nebuchadnezzar himself said, says the people of the earth are so minuscule that they're like loy. They're like that little dust. What? Law. Actually, the correct word in the Navi is law with a hey, but the Gemara over here for the point is saying with a lamid, with an aleph. So just to say that that's what we're talking about. The point is that we compare it like light. Now, what are we referring to? Just to give you an idea, a lot of times during sunset you'll have like this ray of sun, and you see the like a dust trail. That's the Gemara is referring to. We know, of course, it doesn't actually come from the sun. But the point is that we realize it's regular dust, and that's what Nebuchadnezzar was saying, that it was like, we're like nothing, we're like the dust that follows the sun. Okay, so once we're on the topic of what makes so much noise during the day, Tana Rabbana, we learned, Ilmalei galgal chamo nishma kol ha'moneh shel roimi. If not for the noise that the sun makes as it rolls around, we would be able to hear the power of the noise of Rome. And if not for the noise and the power of Rome, nishma kol galgal chamo. Again, this is, we would hear the sound of the sun rolling around. Again, this is the idea that you have two counter opposing sounds. Fine. Tana Rabbana, shalosh kolos holchin misoifa odom vad soifa. There are three noises that travel. They're so powerful. They travel from one side of the world to the other. Ve'elein, and what are they? Kol galgal chamo. First of all, you have the sun rolling around. The kol hamoina shel Rome and the power of Rome. And I say power, by the way, because all the Mepharshim explained that it doesn't mean... I always thought it was the hubbub of the city, that there's so many people there, and they're making noise, and the business, and this and that. That's what I always thought Pshat is, but I saw all the Mepharshim yesterday say that it doesn't mean the noise, because Rome doesn't exist anymore, and then we would be able to hear the sun. So it means the power, the power of Rome. Rome was such a powerful country that their power permeated throughout the world.
Even today too, also?
Even today too, even the, right.
Today we have that, like, today people realize Rome, like Rome.
Yeah, the power of Rome. So even if it doesn't, it wasn't clear whether it was even today, even after Rome doesn't exist anymore. So it could mean the power of another country, but the point is it's the power that is making the noise. And the third thing is we call neshama b'shas yotzei min haguf. Also, when a person's neshama leaves, it makes a tremendous amount of noise, a rash. It's a very powerful, and that also would carry that. That also is one of the things that travels from one side of the world to the other. And there are those that say it means also when a woman gives birth, the noise that comes with it. And some that say that it means, now we're under the top of Chav Aleph, and some that say that it means even the rains, when the rains come down from Shemayim, the first rains of the summer of the year, also make a tremendous amount of noise. And it's referring to the Malachim asking for the rain or creating the rain to come down. In any event, Uboi Rabbonon Rachmi Anashomo, and the Rabbonon asked that when the Neshama leaves, B'shas Yotzim and Aguf, that they ask Rachamim that it shouldn't be such a loud and powerful and strong occurrence. Ubatlua, so therefore the Rabbonon were able to be Mevatalit. Okay, let's just to finish off the Gemara. So that's Rav Shita, by the fact that he talked about the Kayan who was in charge of waking up the Kayan Gadol, the Kayanim, and we see that the Kras Gever means that a person made the noise. On the flip side is Tani Kavasa de Rav Shilo. We have a Brisa that says like Rav Shilo that we're talking about a rooster, because it says like this: a person who travels before the morning, he's responsible if something happens to him, because it's nighttime and it's dangerous and there are robbers out there, so it's not safe to travel at night. Rabbi Yoshi Yomer Ad Sheyishna, until he learns. It's also dangerous to go out to anywhere to travel before a person learns Torah. Rabbi Yoshi Yomer Ad Sheyishalish, that you have to repeat itself. That it's talking about that over. Sorry, Achiyishna referring over here is that the rooster crows twice. V'yeshem Achiyashlish that the rooster crowed three times. So v'ezet tarnagol amru, but tarnagol beinani. So we see we're talking about a rooster. What type of rooster are we talking about? An average rooster, not the ones that crow really early in the morning, not the ones that wait till late, but the average rooster when it starts crowing, when it crows three times, that's when it's called Kriyas HaGever. So we have a brisa that holds like Rav Shila that it's referring to a rooster, not referring to a person. Okay, we'll stop over here.